Welcome to this week's edition of Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome, everyone. So glad that you've tuned in to another podcast of Meet the People of MCB. We are back and better than ever. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
I tell you, Kay, I'm looking forward to today's interview.
I agree. This is going to be a lot of fun, and you guys have something really neat to look forward to.
You bet. Today's guest is Barbara Dewberry from Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Are you doing okay today?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're staying cool and dry.
Yeah, trying to, yes.
Okay. Well, Barbara, one of the things that we always like to do to start off is talking about the people that we interview. We ask them, first of all, about their vision loss. So tell us a little bit about your vision loss.
Okay, my vision loss is retinitis pigmentosa, better known as RP. And over the years, my vision has gotten worse. I'm not totally blind. Right now, it's like a slow progression of your retina cells deteriorating. Is what it is, but so far haven't gotten completely blind with it, but I was born with it. They found out that I'm a twin, so I have a twin sister, identical twin sister, and they noticed that we were like, if we dropped something, we was like feeling around for it, you know, couldn't find it, and so we took it to the doctor, and that's how they discovered that we had it, and they said that we would probably be totally blind by the time we got kindergarten. But we went to the doctor and had different treatments, and thank God we never did. Oh, Lord.
Well, you know, I didn't know that you had a twin sister till you just mentioned, so that's very interesting. Is she still living, and she's still close by?
Yes, she lives in Blue Springs.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty close.
And I live kind of out towards Grandview, so out south, so yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, talking about your twin sister, tell us a little bit more about your family.
My family, I have, my brother's passed away about 7 years ago, but we had one brother and three girls, so it was like four girls, so five of us all together. Yeah, and all the girls are still here.
And do they all live close by?
Yes, all live here in Kansas City, yes.
Okay, well, good. And are you close to your family? Do you get to see them very often?
Yes, see them and talk to them as well.
Okay, very good. Yeah, okay. Kate, you got a question for Barbara?
Yeah, actually, I do. So you and your twin sister have retinitis pigmentosa, does anybody else in your family, any of your other siblings, have any eye problems?
Nobody else. That's what the strange thing is.
Wow. Okay.
They said both of our parents have carried the gene for it, but so far, you know, as of now, we're the only ones that had it, and we were born 2 months premature. So.
Huh. Okay. All right. That's really interesting. I know my kids, none of them have my eye problems as well, and none of their kids do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
So back to you, Chip, if you've got.
Okay. Yeah. So kind of moving on here a little bit. So did you attend like a school for the blind anywhere? Did you attend public school?
I went to public school for up until 10th grade. Then we went to St. Louis School for the Blind for the last 3 years.
Okay.
And 10 through 12, we went there.
Oh, okay. All right. So were you isolated apart from your fellow students?
Isolated? Why? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, did they have you separated, you know, in a different classroom?
When you were in public school.
Yes. Oh, you're talking in public school. Oh, no, we were right there with everybody else, you know. No.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And so you went to the Missouri School for the Blind in St. Louis. Did you attend college anywhere?
Penn Valley Community College here in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. All right. And then I know after, I don't know how long it was after you graduated college. I know at some point in time, of course, you begin work. Can you kind of share with us a little bit about your work history?
Okay. After I graduated, I got married shortly after that and had kids, so I didn't further my education, but I started work finally when the kids were like in 1989, when they were like 10 and 12, you know, and so because I wanted to stay home and take care of my own kids, I didn't want to send them to daycare or anything like that, so I stayed there until they got of age to where, you know, I could go out and get back home and stuff like that. So, and then I started at the Kansas City Association for the Blind in like in 89. And I worked in the writing instruments department where we assembled ink pens and that type of thing. And then after a while, I moved to working down at the main library downtown where they had a setup for translating Braille into, you know, print into Braille, anything that people wanted. So they asked me if I wanted to work there, and I did that down there and answered questions and worked there for a while. And then after that, I was receptionist for 7 years, the main receptionist there for 7 years, and also worked with the volunteers, matching them up with the blind residents and with sighted people to help them. They would go to their homes to help teach them how to cook and or go shopping or do just to get out for a while. And I did that for a while and coordinated we had thank you parties for them, and I arranged that when I was there. I arranged the banquets for them. And after that, then I worked in the plastics area for a while, making plastic prescription bottles for the military. And then we moved to the new building, and that's where I was a Braille instructor for 2 years with the clients that were in the rehab section of Alpha Point. And after that, I worked at, that was in 04, and after that I worked at Envision over in Kansas City, Kansas, in the Fairfax district. And they made plastic bags, like different types of garbage bags, trash can liners, Ziploc bags, and all that type of stuff. And so I worked there for like six years. And that's about the time when the government stopped ordering supplies. And so they went out of business. And the main company is in Wichita, Kansas. And so they're still going and everything. And I went up there for maybe like 4 months to help them out after they closed our part down. And then I've been retired since.
Well, that sounds like you've had a really varied cast of jobs. I mean, that's really kind of neat. I mean, and you've done a little bit of this, that, and the other thing too. So it's not like you just sat and did one thing all your life. That's really cool. I know. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No, I was just listening to you.
Okay. Well, before we started this interview, we were talking about Alpha Point and what it was before it became Alpha Point. And I know I found that kind of interesting because I did not know that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it and what, how did do you know how the change came about or what that's kind of an interesting story, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was called the Kansas City Association for the Blind. It was out on 18th and Broadway. And then when they got the new building in 2001, out at 7501 Prospect, before they moved there, they decided to change it. Thought it'd be a better name, you know, for companies. And so somebody just came up with a name and they changed it then, you know.
And that's how that all became. Okay, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. I'm kind of new to Missouri, and so I don't know. Little points like that are kind of interesting to me. But
okay,
I thought people might find that interesting. So now you're retired, and I guess we could go back to how did you find out about the Missouri Council of the Blind? You know, when did that? How did you come across it?
Well, that was in 2000, I think, that I heard about Missouri Council for the Blind. Back then, Edna Freeman called me one day and asked me if I want to be on the Missouri Silk panel, and she said she would nominate me, and I said okay, but I didn't know what I was getting into because I didn't know anything about it, you know. But Governor Carnahan appointed me to be on that council, and it was a good experience. And I was on there till 07, where we go down and once every 3 months to Jeff City and talk about different things, doing with people with disabilities. And you had to be on a committee when you got on there. They pointed you because you had to do something. And I was a transportation chair of that committee. And I organized a transportation conference in 2006. And I got people from Delta Airlines, the head person of Delta Airlines, a person of Amtrak, and the different air transportations here to try to talk to them about different things that people need for when they're disabled, when they're going through an airport and whatever. And it was really good. It turned out pretty good.
That's great. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, for those that don't know what SILC is, that's the Statewide Independent Living Council. So,
yes.
And as you said, Barbara, you were on there for a few years. Wasn't there some others that were on there with you as well that were members of the Missouri Council of the Blind?
Yes, Michael Keller, who's passed away now, but he was on there with me. He was on there before I got on there. And the other people, they were, you know, other disabilities. I don't think they were from Missouri Council.
Yeah.
At the time.
I remember that, you know, when you and Michael were serving together on SILC. Also, I think Stephanie Brady was a good friend of mine. I think she was on the council at the same time.
Yes, she was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I got to go back just a little bit when you were talking about your time working there at the Kansas City Association for the Blind. I was working back in the mid 1990s, 94 to 95. I worked at Wichita Industries and Services for the Blind in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which later changed to Envision. And one of the individuals that was sort of an executive, I guess, with Envision, I was going to ask you, her name was Linda Merrill. Do you remember Linda Merrill?
I remember her when I first started working there very shortly, you know, right after I got there, but not very well at all. They introduced me to her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You didn't interrupt. That's fine. So you were talking about getting involved at the state level. Were you involved in your local affiliate at all?
Oh, yes. I've been vice president and president, secretary, PR person, activities chair, fundraiser. I've done it all in my chapter.
I think you can safely say you were involved, for sure.
Right.
Wow.
And before, the first chapter I was in was Progressive Council for the Blind. But that went away, and then I moved over to, me and some other members went over to Allied Workers, where we are now, you know, joined them for the chapter.
Well, that's neat.
I was so sorry, that Progressive Council had disbanded, because you guys had, you had some really great people. I know Paul Mims was a part of that. Hank Pierce was a part of that. You guys really had some really super people there, and I was really, saddened to hear that you guys couldn't make a go of it, but still happy for you that you're still involved with Allied and all the things that you're doing there.
Mm-hmm. I would concur.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice that the involvement is there and that you're still, you know, a part of it. I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. And then I just wanted to say, like in 2000, I was also worked on Wolfner, Friends of Wolfner Library for 6 years.
Wow!
And we go up once a month and talk about different things that the library needed and allocated money for. At that time, that was those descriptive videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
When I was on there, yeah, and so. That I enjoyed that as well.
You know, what's interesting is even back then, descriptive videos were really becoming the thing, and now they're still hugely, I mean, just very, very, very popular.
Mm-mm, right.
It's not something that went away. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Barbara, I want to back up.
Go ahead, Chip. I think.
Yeah, no problem. You had mentioned about your kids. How many children do you have, and what are their ages today?
I have two, a son and a daughter. My son is 46, so he'll be 47 in September, and my daughter's 44, and her birthday's in January, so she'll be 45 then.
Boy, they grow up in a hurry, don't they?
Right, and then I have 4 granddaughters.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
A 9, a 19, a 4, 5, and a 23.
Okay.
Okay, you got a varied age range there.
right.
So, Barbara, tell us, at what point in time how did you and Eldon Cox meet, and how did all that come about for you?
Well, one day he came to Alpha Point down there on 18th Street, and then everybody introduced themselves to him and things like that. And then after a while, we didn't start talking together for a while because he was talking to somebody else. But anyway, we just started talking, and it just happened like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, he was really involved with MCB because I know at one time he was convention coordinator. So was he pretty involved with Allied Workers for the Blind as well?
Yes, and Progressive as well, too. He was the president and vice president and things like that on both of the chapters and stuff. And the coordinator for MPB.
Yeah, and he did a fabulous job. He really did.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yes, he did. And he loved doing it, too.
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How long now, Barbara, has it been since he's been gone?
6 years this month, on the 4th of July.
Is that right?
4th of July,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, 6 years. Time flies, I guess. And
yeah, it does.
Well, I was wondering if you could tell us, is there anything about Barbara Dewberry that people might find, well, interesting that they don't know about you? Or it can be anything like, something you've done, your interest, your whatever. Just something that people might find really interesting?
I don't have that much of interest, but I know I like to bake homemade rolls. So every holiday my family is calling, "I'm Barbara, you making those rolls?" And sometimes I get tired of making them because it takes time. Mm-hmm. But they feel so sad about it, so I had to go ahead and make them and everything.
There you go.
So many of them. Yeah, they eat so many of them. I go, man, I have to keep making enough to, for everybody. But I learned that from my mother, and I've always made them ever since, for the holiday, special occasion.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you can do it, there's nothing like homemade.
That's right.
Like that. It's a dying art, believe me.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, my mama My mama made some really big rolls, and they were huge, and they were mighty tasty. I tell you, I loved them. So you're right; those homemade rolls are something.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big bread person, but boy, when it's homemade, I changed my attitude big time.
Right. Me, that's the time when I eat more bread than I ever do, because I'm not a real bread person. I don't have to have bread with everything, but I know some people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you like to cook other than just baking the rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I get in the kitchen and I wonder why. I mean, I haven't killed anybody with my cooking yet, but I always have to admire people that can just come up with ideas and just do, and it's just that's great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Barbara, you've been a member of MCB for a while now. And you've seen some changes over the years. Is there anything that stands out in your mind as you look back that you wish that it would be reinstituted, or is there anything in the organization that you feel like that we need to concentrate more on? Just share with us maybe some ideas or thoughts about. I don't know if you ever attended, like summer camp or, did some of the other things. But if there was anything, I know you attended a lot of our state conventions and you were involved with that, you and especially Eldon as well. But is there anything that really kind of stands out in your mind about the organization?
No, not that I can think of, how everything's run. It seems okay to me, But I know I used to be part of, I was secretary for 5 years for Adaptive Tech Committee in MCB.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're talking about ATI?
Yeah, ATI, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, Kay.
You caught me flat-footed on that one. That's just it. I mean, you keep coming up with things that you're involved with, and I love to see that involvement, and I really enjoy seeing that in people wanting to get involved, whether it's the local level, the state level, and I just wanted to tell you that I really appreciate that. It goes a long way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Barbara, you were talking about being a secretary of ATI. What type of technology do you use to enhance your independence?
I'm sorry, Chip. I said secretary. I meant treasurer. Treasurer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of technology, though, do you use that helps you enhance your independence?
Well, I use my computer, my on the web, on the cell phone. I use a Braille writer. And I think that's about it.
Do you have enough vision where you can see your computer, or do you use JAWS? Or
yes, I use JAWS.
Okay.
I don't have enough vision for that. No more.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know what your acuity was, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So another JAWS user. I know some people are out there using NVDA, and there's a lot of preferences now, so you never know what anybody's using.
Right.
You can't assume.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Barbara, any chance of your attending the MCB State Convention this year in St. Louis?
You know, people will ask me that question. I say, I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but it's. I hear they just put the train back on to going to St. Louis now for the second trip, because usually you had to go up and stay overnight and come back the next day or whatever. I didn't like that. So
yes,
I was thinking no, if I had to do that.
Well,
you know,
I was hoping that maybe we could address that and MCB could work with you guys, because that is an issue. You're right.
It is.
Yeah, I think they put it back on, though. I heard this morning that they added it back, and they voted to put it back on there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you, Barbara, if you do decide to come, I'd love to be able to, you know, stop and chat with you and just let you know how good it is to see you again. And because we've got a lot of people that it's been several years since we've gotten together. And I just really want to get together and hug people and love on people and tell them how much we appreciate them coming and just how good it is to see them. And
Did y'all go to the national? Anybody
I didn't.
National
Kay and I didn't, but we were still involved. I listened to quite a bit of it ACB Media One, and then also on Zoom. So stayed involved with it.
Oh.
Kay did too.
We did the virtual thing this year. I would have liked to have gone in person. I'm tired of staying at home and doing stuff from that point. So that's I would agree with Chip. I mean, I hope you come to the convention, and I hope you get a chance to meet up with some of your older friends and make some new ones. And I, for one, would love to meet you. So
Because I haven't been to anything since Eldon passed away. I haven't gone for nothing, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That would be good to see you.
Yeah. Barbara, in closing, is there any words of encouragement or advice that you would like to share with all of our listeners?
Just hang in there and stay in prayer, because everything is going to get better sooner or later. You know, it seems like it's continuously going on with this virus, but it'll be over pretty soon, you know, and just do what you need to do to keep yourself feel safe and everything.
Well, Barbara, again,
that sounds good.
You bet. Barbara, again, we thank you so much for being our special guest today here on Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
And you never know, you might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Y'all have a special week. Bye-bye for now.